in today's gospel, the Lord is not necessarily condemning the wealthy. He is just honoring the poor widow because she, out of her poverty, gave all that she had. And so the primary point that today's gospel intends to teach us is to show us that saying that God loves a generous giver. The widow shows that she trusts completely in divine providence and she holds nothing back. She gives all to God, expecting from God all that is necessary for her to sustain her life in this world. And most importantly, she gives all she has to God in order that she may gain union with him in the world to come. And so we must strive always to imitate the widow, that is, to give all that we have back to God so that we show ourselves truly poor. And she was poor because she trusted completely in the providence of God. And indeed, that is the same thing repeated over and over in all the lives of the martyrs, like Saint Cecilia, whom we honor today. Not trusting in her own strength, but in divine providence, in her time of trial and tribulation, she would give everything to the Lord, and he would strengthen her in her final journey. And so we too must strive always and everywhere to prepare for that day when we will be asked to give that which is most precious to us, that is, our lives, back to the one from whom we have received it. And so we must have constant recourse to divine providence, trusting God in all things. And so let us too commend the widow in today's gospel as we strive always to imitate her, trusting completely in divine providence and knowing that if we give all that we have back to the Lord, then he will give to us what he intends to give, that is, that which is most important for all human beings, union with their God, together for all eternity in heaven. And so let us strive always not to hold anything back to the Lord, but to give to him all that he has given to us. For every gift we have, and indeed what today's gospel is teaching us, is that even the wealthy, if they have that ability to make money in an honest fashion, they have received that from the Lord, and so they must strive to find some way to give it back to him. So whether we are rich or whether we are poor, we must always be poor in spirit, for it is also true that the poor person can be as greedy as the rich person, and the rich person can be as poor as the widow in today's gospel. For what determines true greed is whether we are attached to the things of this world or rather attached to the love of God. And so let us always strive to love our Lord with all our heart and with all our soul, knowing that he will give to us that reward for which he has promised to those who remain faithful to him, as this widow did today. And let us not risk our eternal salvation by holding anything back from him from whom we have received all our gifts. And so let us strive always to put trust in providence ahead of all our abilities, whether they are natural or otherwise. Let us always remember that all things come to us from providence, and whether we give God the credit or not, all the good that we do insofar as God has given us the grace to do so. And so we must strive always to give God glory, not accruing anything to ourselves, but truly showing by our lives that we have received all things from the Lord, and in the end we expect to receive that which is most important to him. When he takes us from this valley of tears to dwell with the likes of Saint Cecilia and all the angels and saints, praising that good God who provides for us by his providence in this life, so that we may see him face to face in love in the life to come.